Hello and welcome to Scope Regis Podcast. This is the first episode of our new series, Book Flicks, where we review books we enjoyed or are currently reading. My name is Isabel and I will be talking about Little Darlings by Jacqueline Wilson.
My name is Oisin and I will be reading a book called Requiem for Damien.
My name is Elena and I'll be talking about A Place Called Perfect by Helena Nagan.
My name is Charlotte and I'll be talking about Middle School Demi Adair by James Patterson.
The main characters are Destiny and Sunset, and other characters are Destiny's mum, Sunset's mum, their dad, Ace and Sweetie, and other children. My favourite characters are Sunset and Destiny because, well, Sunset is an imaginary girl and she plays imaginary games, and Destiny is a good singer and she sticks up for herself. There's plot twists in it, and the plot twists are Danny Kilman has another daughter, but he doesn't know. And Jacqueline Wilson, she makes it like very interesting by making it modern and puts lots of describing words in it. I thought the book was good, and my favourite part was when the talent contest that Destiny was in. Why? Well, because she didn't win in the school one and won in the parent/teacher one. And I rate it 4.5 stars.
What was your least favourite part about the book?
Well, I think it was the bit when it was Sweetie's birthday, because, well, Danny Kilman got, well, he left the house, and Sunset's mom got angry, and it got all like a disaster.
Well, I'm going to be reading a book called Requiem for Damien. Just to get that down, it's a comic book. It is made by DC Comics, and the characters in it is, well, Batman, who is Bruce Wayne, Jason Todd, and Batgirl, and there's a couple of more. And the plot is basically, well, Damien's Batman's son is dead, and Batman is, you know, he's unable to accept it. So he goes off and trying to, you know, resurrect, which is basically bring back his son. And, you know, he has to get around and all that kind of stuff. And I did like the book, and one of the things which, on a pin out, whether I liked it, was the artwork and the illustrations. They told the story without, you know, words or anything like that. And there isn't any plot twists, really. So, yeah.
Do you really like the book? Like, what did you rate it like?
Oh, I rated it 4.5 stars.
Why did you rate it 4.5 stars?
Because of the illustrations. They were really, you know, they told emotion without any words.
Who was your favourite character?
Probably Jason Todd. Well,
why?
Jason Todd, he's probably the most fleshed out and well written character in the book.
Well, I'm reading Middle School Get Me Out of Here by James Patterson. My favourite characters are Rafe, he's the main one, and, well, he goes to art school, but he doesn't like it there, really. And he gets a friend, but the friend isn't that nice. He pulls pranks on him, and he gets chased by his cousin, but he doesn't know who his cousin is until he finds out what his second name is. I would rate this 4.5 stars because I loved when they got chased by his cousin, because it was really funny because he was so fast, his cousin, and they thought they were going really fast, but they were actually going really slow.
What was your least favourite character?
Well, my least favourite character was his cousin, and his cousin's name was Harry.
What did you like about the book?
I liked that it had really good pictures, and the illustrator was really good.
I'll be talking about A Place Called Perfect by Helena DeGant. So, Violet and her dad moved to a town called Perfect with her mum. And there's these two twins, George and Edward Archer. And they own a big business in Perfect and they sell glasses. And everyone in the town wears those special glasses because if you don't wear them, you go blind. And everyone drinks this tea that the Archers make. And it tastes lovely, so they drink it like 3 cups every day. But the thing is, the Archers' glasses make you see things that aren't real, like make you see things, everything perfect, like everything is symmetrical. And opposite Perfect, there's walls and a gate, and that's where no man's land is. And people live there, and it's like a trash town, and they don't need to wear glasses, and they don't drink the tea. And Violet's wandering around the place, and she sneaks into no man's land, and she meets this person called Boy. And they realize that the Archers are like stealing everyone's imagination and trying to take over Perfect, so they have to try to stop them.
Who was your favorite character?
I like Violet and Boy because they're the main characters, and like they go on a lot of adventures and full of mystery.
That's all we have time for today.
We hope you have enjoyed our very first episode.
Stay tuned for more episodes coming shortly.
This has been Book Flicks.
Time for listening!